This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. A Russian missile strike in a major Ukrainian city kills at least 7 people, wounding many more, while the country's president is visiting Sweden. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In the center of Chernihiv, firefighters extinguish hot spots on the roof of a building struck by Russian missiles. A number of civilians were killed, including a 6-year-old girl, and nearly 100 adults and children were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting with Swedish government officials, condemned the attack, which hit a university and a theater, along with other buildings. While he is in Sweden, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited top military leaders in Rostov-on-Don, near the Ukrainian border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Canada, thousands of people flee a wildfire that is burning in the country's Northwest Territories. At a news briefing, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his administration is doing everything possible.
The federal government is there with significant military assets. We're coordinating the air evacuations. We're making sure that we're there to respond to all the needs of community now, and we'll be there in the coming months and years.
China launched military drills around Taiwan on Saturday as a serious warning to separatist forces in an angry but widely expected response to Vice President William Lai's visit to the United States. That drew condemnation from Taipei, those drills. Lai, the frontrunner to become Taiwan's president in elections in January, returned from the United States on Friday. He officially made only stopovers on his way to and from Paraguay, but gave speeches while in the U.S. This is VOA News. In the U.S., a federal judge is expressing impatience with continued delays in a defamation lawsuit against former U.S. President Donald Trump in New York. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The case in question is the defamation lawsuit brought by New York columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room in 1996. In a ruling issued Friday, Judge Lewis A. Kaplan criticized arguments made by Trump's lawyers asking him to mothball the civil claims. Kaplan says he will not stop a January trial for what he calls the frivolous appeal of one of his rulings. He writes the case has been stalled for years due in large part to Mr. Trump's repeated efforts to delay. Noting the latest motion to stay was Trump's 4th such request and another attempt to, quote, delay unduly the resolution of this matter. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also in the U.S., 2 sexual abuse lawsuits involving the late singer Michael Jackson have been revived. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A California appeals court has revived lawsuits from 2 men who allege Michael Jackson sexually abused them when they were boys. The court found that the lawsuits of Wade Robson and James Safechuck should not have been dismissed by a lower court. The judges say the men can legally claim that workers for the 2 Jackson-owned corporations named as defendants in the cases had a responsibility to protect them. Attorneys for the estate of the late pop star say the allegations were untrue. The lawyers also say that it did not make legal sense for Jackson's own employees to be expected to protect children from their boss. I'm Norman Hall.
More people were evacuated from their homes on the Spanish island of Tenerife on Saturday morning as a wildfire raging in the north of the island remained out of control, but the flames have so far avoided major tourist areas. Fierce flames lit up the night sky late overnight from Friday to Saturday. The Philippine Armed Forces said on Saturday it would again seek to resupply troops stationed in a rusty World War II-era ship on a reef in the South China Sea after China blocked a previous attempt with water cannons. The man heading the reconstruction of Notre Dame de Paris following a devastating fire 3 years ago has died in an accident while hiking in the Pyrenees. General Jean-Louis Georgelin's death was reported by French media and confirmed by President Emmanuel Macron. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. You can also follow us on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.